Well, New South Wales today will become the first state to roll out the National Disability Insurance Scheme, the NDIS, beyond the current trial sites around the country. This is fulfilling an election promise. The Baird government is launching the NDIS in the Blue Mountains and Western Sydney a full year earlier than scheduled. This early rollout will benefit around 2,000 children under the age of 18, among them a significant number of Indigenous children. This Western Sydney area has one of the highest proportions of Indigenous disability in the country, so the rollout will presumably bring important lessons for other Indigenous communities. June Reamer is the Deputy Director of Aboriginal Disability Network New South Wales. June Reamer, good morning. Welcome to breakfast.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. A year ahead of schedule. This is welcome news to many families, I'd imagine.
Pardon? Yeah, very, very welcome. And as an organisation, we think this is great, you know, with such a high population of the Aboriginal community in Western Sydney, it can only be beneficial to those families.
Do you think the local providers are ready? There is some concern, I know, that, you know, pushing early like this before the Hunter Region trial is kind of finished and analysed is not necessarily the smartest thing. Are all the providers there, the service providers in the region, they ready to go?
No, we don't think so, but we still think we still need to go ahead because there'll be a lot of trial and error in all regions, and what we're more concerned about is the Aboriginal community also not being ready for this.
Let's talk about that. For a start, in this area, the Blue Mountains and the Nepean region of Western Sydney, how large is the Indigenous population there, and do you have any sense of the proportion of disability within that Indigenous population?
Yeah, well, we believe it's around 13% of that LGA population, which around, in Western Sydney it's about 17,800 in the Penrith LGA.
So what's LGA, sorry?
Penrith, which covers that
PM
Blue Mountains, Hawkesbury region. So we on the numbers, it looks about like there's about 2,500 Aboriginal people there. So if we go on those numbers, you know, a good, you know, 50% of those should be eligible for the NDIS. So, but our concern is, are they ready for it? Do they understand, you know, what needs to be done to be ready? And the other issue is what's happened with the NDIA, the criteria for being incapacitated, so that's the eligibility is moderate to profound disability.
Mm-hmm.
They've lifted the bar from 50% incapacitation to 70%. So this will, you know, eliminate quite a few families, and that's what we're concerned about, what happens to that cohort, you know, what services and what supports do they get in their life.
Okay, let's talk about that in terms that, you know, those of us listening who, you know, aren't really sort of steeped in the disability area can understand.
Yep.
When you say lifting the bar from 50%, incapacity to 70%. What does that mean? Give us a sense of the sort of disability a young person might have.
So it might be a young person, say, with cerebral palsy, and they can do, you know, many day-to-day things, but it doesn't mean that, you know, they comprehend what they're doing sometimes. They may have an intellectual disability with this, so that's what the testing is. So they may be able to get up and get dressed in the morning, but can they, you know, do normal operational stuff, you know, to get out of the door and get on the school bus and go to school and do a, you know, a normal school day?
And under the changes, are you saying that the kids who might have cerebral palsy but aren't at that 70% mark, would they currently be getting services to help them, to assist them and their families, that they will lose under the switch to the NDIS, or simply they're not getting anything now and you'd hope they would get more care under the NDIS?
Well, both. So we would hope they would get more care, but we're concerned that, you know, some families that are getting some kind of support through the state government programs already may lose some of this support, and that's what we're concerned about.
And that's a concern that goes beyond the Indigenous community, I know. You're listening
to
RM Breakfast. It's 4 minutes to seven. June Reamer is the Deputy Director of Aboriginal Disability Network New South Wales. June, we've spoken about this issue of Indigenous disability before on the program, but just in terms of the awareness of Indigenous Australians, there was a campaign to let people know that the changes of NDIS are coming. What's the level of awareness and understanding, do you think, about the NDIS amongst Indigenous Australians?
I still think it's really low. So for the last 2 years, us as a network, we've been travelling around the country doing workshops called Living My Way. And this is about getting people thinking about, you know, the assessment process, how they'll need plans to be ready for this process, about how they would like their life to look if they were supported. And so, you know, these workshops in some areas have been well attended, but it's still a new story in many, many communities. And this is what we're concerned about, that our mob, you know, don't realise that this is for them too.
And do you think there is a difference the way the NDIS and the services offered needs to be structured to work with an Indigenous community to the wider community, or not at all? No difference?
Definitely it has to be different.
Why?
You know, they have to, you know, well, first of all, you have to have Aboriginal people talking to Aboriginal people. There's been a long history of our mob, and especially this is a children's rollout. So our mob, you know, scared of government institutions, you know, they don't want to talk about their child having a disability because they're scared, you know, that they're not, they might be looked at as, you know, not being a good parent.
Okay.
And the child might be taken away.
Okay.
So
all right, June.
This is a barrier, you know, right across, nationally across Australia, that we have concerns.
All right. Well, good luck with it there as it rolls out in Penrith and the Nepean region and the Blue Mountains. And thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
June Reamer is from Aboriginal Disability Network New South Wales. And today, this early rollout of this program, NDIS, in Western Sydney and the Blue Mountains. It's not a trial. It's this first independent one. It's a promise from Mike Baird during the election.